Yeah, you need to, no, Fred, you need to check with another tutor when he was supposed to tell me before I left when this Gurukul 48-hour kirtan is in Vrindavan, because he was going to arrange it in such a way that I would go there. You're all going back after Gaur Purnima. Okay. And, well, tell Neil Marva, those embroidered bead bags, I gave them to someone because I don't think it's such a good thing to put Krishna on bead bags. Don't understand. How can someone live in a country and not speak a language? Yeah, but everyone here speaks, you have to learn English. Anyway, I was just saying to her that bead bags with Krishna on it is not so good. Bead bags, t-shirts, because that's not what Krishna's for. Ends up being in a washing machine with dirty socks and things like that. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Because you wash it. And when you wash it, what do? You put it in the... wash it with your socks or something. Well, that's the question whether Krishna wants to be drowned or not. And just like an umbrella, I don't think the holy name is meant to be on the on an umbrella. We're supposed to be giving service to the holy name, not taking service from it. I was just using it for frivolous things. It's too much. It's not what Krishna's about. It's not what the holy name's about. Anyway, I guess we're ready to go. And no, I think just like yesterday when I was speaking with the Chinese devotees, it was it's such a wonderful thing that wherever anyone's from, whether they're from China or England or Russia or Australia, everyone becomes qualified to get Krishna consciousness by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. But that's not enough. because you just get a process. And our business is then to practice the process, to make it work. It's like, if someone gives you a very valuable, well, that's what it is, bhakti lata being just someone gives you the seed of a desire tree, you may think yourself really fortunate, but if you don't plant it, if you don't take care of it, and if you don't get it to grow to the stage where it will bear fruit, then what was the value of getting it? So, it's not enough to have the good fortune of getting that bhakti lata bija. You've got to make it bear fruit. And that means going through the whole process and getting that fruit of love for Krishna. Prema, Bhulata, Mahant, Lord Chaitanya says that's our goal. So that's what I was telling Chinese devotees, that the initiation, you're initiated when Krishna appears in front of you, because then you've fully cultivated the process of initiation and gotten the real thing. Initiated, you get access, you've entered into the spiritual world. Diksha Kali verse means you enter into Krishna's family, but what's the use of entering into someone's family if you never get to meet the head of the family? So then you know that you're accepted. And that's what everyone's own mission is to become real pure devotees and make Krishna conscious successful. Bring the process to fruition, and then that becomes real preaching. Preaching is so that people see, here are real living saints, here's a pure devotee, and then they become inspired, alright, then I can make it work for myself. Otherwise everyone's telling everyone else how good Krishna consciousness is, but there needs to be examples of perfect Krishna consciousness, otherwise what's the point of, it's like a salesman, you know, he's selling everyone, I don't know, he's selling everyone some cars, but he drives a different car. I think someone, I don't know if it's Prabhupada, someone's telling the story of a shoe salesman who is selling a shoe, and the man says, what kind of shoes are you wearing? And he looks down and he's wearing some other shoes. So he just walked out. Why are you trying to sell me something that you don't wear? If it's such a good shoe, why don't you wear it? So, same thing, Krishna consciousness is so good, then we should be Krishna conscious. And if we're not, then intelligent people will think, well, it sounds good, but it's just a story. It isn't really relevant to anybody. Nice philosophy. Okay, anyway, I guess we'll go. I have to phone Chaitanya Das, if I could phone him right now. So I should have done that earlier. So that offers everything. Anyway, you should say hello to Baba Bhakti. That's for Baba Bhakti. Hare Krishna. I hope all the children are good. Well. Chaitanya Das? Chaitanya Das? This is Shivaram Swami. Hare Krishna. I'm starting right now. I just wanted to remind you that don't offer the food. Just wait until Radha Damodar come. So then we will offer everything then. Okay, is there a neem? Is there any neem? Okay, very good. Okay, so I'm coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Bhav. Next year I'm here in Mayapur. Corporate, this year I'm not coming back to Mayapur. No, I'm coming. No, I'm not coming back to Mayapur. I'll continue.